The Poirier family asked that sentencing take place on Monday so they could have more time to prepare their victim impact statements. But in court, both of Katie's parents and her brother talked about how her murder has affected their lives. Steve Poirier, Katie's father, said to Donald Blum, "I don't know what God has coming for you, but hopefully he'll allow Katie to put some boards on your fire." Katie's brother Patrick said he'd lost one of his best friends. But it was Katie's mother, Pam Poirier's statement that plunged the court into chaos. She said she wasn't going to dignify defense attorney Rodney Brodeen by calling him Mr., and when Brodeen objected, Poirier responded, "Give it a rest, it's my turn." The courtroom erupted in loud applause. Blum jumped to his feet and said, "You've got the wrong man," yelling at Poirier using obscenities. Judge Gary Pagliacetti immediately cleared the courtroom. When proceedings resumed, Pam Poirier apologized, choking back tears as she spoke about her daughter, a laughing, loving person. Donald Blum also spoke before he was sentenced. He said, "I'll walk out of this courtroom with my head held high because I know in my heart I didn't commit this crime. I have a different sense of peace because I'm not guilty." He told the Poyers he's sorry for what they lost, but he wasn't the one who took their daughter. Outside the courtroom, the Poyers told reporters they were angry with the defense attorneys because it appeared they were smiling, joking, and trying to distract the jury while the tape of Blum's confession was played in court. Pam Poirier was obviously also still angry that defense attorneys had reminded jurors of constitutional protections for the accused.
"You realize our forefathers, you know, developed this constitution and more or less started out as vigilantes. Donald Blum probably on the first person he raped, he would have been tried with a jury of his peers, convicted and probably hung, and we would have saved five other people besides my daughter from being murdered."
Long silent anger was evident in other family members. Katie Poirier's grandfather, Lloyd Simich, also said he felt the justice system didn't meet the family's needs.
"They say we gotta just take in and accept the system. Well, what I would have liked to have said is a little bit more, you know, before we got a bunch of defense attorneys that try to look lily white, they used to hang some of these characters. I guess I'm kind of inclined for that right now."
Pam Poirier says she will continue to work on legislation to protect convenience store workers and stiffen sentences for repeat sex offenders.
"You know, I'd like to just go home and lock the door and change my number, but I won't do that because there's a lot that needs to be done, and this will happen again, which is sad to say, and I don't want anyone. I want Katie to be the last of a statistic."
Patrick Poirier says life will never really get back to normal, but there was some evidence that the Poyers will try now to move ahead. Patrick says he's going to try to catch up on some fishing and concentrate on his wedding plans. I'm Stephanie Hemphill, Minnesota Public Radio.